There's a bunch of different principles besides interleaving that's at work in your classes. Like the rotating format has within it, you know, the automatic exposure to different things. And the other thing besides interleaving they talk about right in the beginning of the book is spaced practicing. This is as opposed to what they refer to as massed practicing, which means that you do it all in one go. I think they're saying M-A-S-S-E-D. So like when you cram or something. Spaced practicing has a direct correlation to your lessons on three different levels: short term, medium term, and long term. Short term means we talk about you spread out your practice time on each thing you're doing over the course of a week. And so it's balanced out. You space it out and it makes for a better practice. Medium term, it's important to reflect on the fact that if you have a week or two where you've been not practicing as much as you want, you know, have no fear. I've had this conversation many times with students. That's the time to come to a lesson. I don't judge you based on 1 week or, you know, a couple weeks. I look at the bigger picture. If you're making great progress over the course of, let's say, a quarter, you know, 90 days, and then take four of those and that's a year, you know, then, and you're, if you're making progress on that level and you're having fun, you're doing great. That's all it is. So when you feel like, oh, I haven't been practicing, you know, maybe I should, I'm nervous to come to my lesson. It happens that people feel that way because I take lessons too. I know what it's like. Or it's like the night before and you're like, oh, I got to practice. I'm going to see him tomorrow. You know, but don't sweat it. You look over the bigger picture. So that's part of spaced practicing. And then the last thing, the long term is, you know, music is a lifelong process. You'll always be happy with what you're learning and you'll always want to do more. You know, I've been playing for 40 years and I still have lots to learn and it's a blast. So you'll always feel like that. So spaced practicing comes into play for all of it. You know, life happens and you come back to music, and then music happens and you come back to life. It all intertwines. The practice tracker is the tool whereby you can monitor what you're working on. You should be working on like three different things every week. And I certainly have gone into that and will and do go into it on the videos on your student page regarding the practice tracker. So I won't go into it now. The book also talks a lot about self-quizzing. One of the best ways to realistically assess how well you understand something. And that's what training classes are. A whole one-third of our teaching model is training classes. And in a training class, there's not supposed to be anything really new. It's mostly supposed to be application. You know, let's take what you know and put it in different contexts. Because I say it 1,000 times a week, I'm going to say it right now. It's not what you know, it's what you can do. And so the rotating classes mimic interleaving and variety. The practice tracker helps with that. The training classes are a direct emanation from the self-quizzing concept, as well as recitals and things like that. Even if we only do one thing in a specific class, it still is understood that since you're doing multiple classes a month, and even better, when people are coming multiple times a week, then you're going into something relatively deeply for a whole hour, right? And then you're leaving that, and the next week you're coming back and doing something else, or even better, you're coming back, you know, a couple days later and doing something else. And then you'll come back to that topic way sooner if you're taking. So the ideal is people who are coming, you know, 2, 3, and 4 times a week. They're taking up to, there's one student now taking 4 times a week. That's 16 to 20 classes a month. So this particular student at the time of my speaking right now is a beginner, didn't know anything about guitar. And after only 2 short months, he knows like how to retab, he knows a bunch of chords, he knows how to do strumming patterns, he can jam, he knows like a pentatonic scale, and he's like making music with, like, I'm not going to say effortlessly, but he's making music with students of all different levels. How long do you think that would take him to learn if he was going to like a music store that only gave lessons half an hour per week? I mean, that's just. So think about this. The whole model is based around all these concepts: the interleaving, the self-quizzing, the training, the variety, and the circulation. So the story of the hockey player who was frustrated that the coach moved around too much, and he wanted to get into, you know, just working on sticking or working on whatever else hockey players do. You know, that is addressed when you're coming multiple times a week. You get the opportunity to do a lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff all the time, and it all informs each other.